development in Jupiter, he was very idealistic and interested in seeking a wide variety of knowledge. And yet, he was warned that unless he balanced his intellectual talents with physical activity, he might become, as Casey said, a ne'er-do-well. In other words, he ran the risk of living in a dream world while never actually doing anything. Very little is known about this man since his reading in 1934. He never responded to any of the follow-up questionnaires, which in itself may tell a story. Another danger inherent in Jupiter is the temptation to build air castles. In other words, you may feel called to do some great thing which makes your daily routine seem boring and unfulfilling. In her request for a reading, one woman wrote to Casey that she was unhappy being a housewife. She felt restless in her station and wanted to grasp something bigger. She hoped the reading would help her find that something. And when the reading was given, she was described as having an adverse condition in Jupiter. In answer to her question about her soul's purpose, Casey said, quote, "Find the glory of work in the home," unquote. The next planet out from Jupiter, and the last planet that was known to the ancient world, is Saturn. Possibly because it was the slowest moving of all the visible planets and the dimmest, Saturn has always symbolized the limitations of human experience. In ancient Greece, the planet was associated with the god Cronus. Cronus, you'll remember, was the father of Zeus, as well as all the Olympian gods. He himself was of an earlier race of gods called Titans. He feared the prophecy that he would be defeated by one of his own children, and therefore ate them. The Romans changed the god's name to Saturn, but kept the basic story intact. Saturn, then, in one sense, represents an archetypal character, the tyrant, the despot in power who represses the force of growth and change. Yet, as in the myth, change comes anyway. If it's been repressed, it may arrive suddenly with convulsive, eruptive intensity. Therefore, Saturn can be seen as representing two things, limitation as well as change. Ultimately, Saturn symbolizes death, the final and inevitable limitation of all human effort. But death is also the ultimate threshold of change. With every tick of the clock, the present moment dies into the past, and the future is born into the present. Therefore, Saturn also symbolizes the march of time, which carries us inexorably into new beginnings. Words like chronology and chronicle, which deal with the timing of events, derive from Cronus, the god we call Saturn. So Saturn represents both resistance to change and the inevitability of change. This is a dimension of life with which we are all very familiar. There is a part in all of us that likes things to stay the way they are. Growth and change are uncomfortable, and yet there's no stopping change. As the saying goes, change is the only constant in life. The Casey readings identify Saturn as precisely this dimension of experience, sudden change. For example, one woman was warned that she would have to deal with these kinds of experiences symbolized by Saturn. Quote, "In Saturn, we find the sudden or violent changes, those influences and environs that do not grow, as it were, but are sudden by that of change of circumstance," unquote. Another way we might experience Saturn is in the change that comes from starting over. When we experience major limitations such as failure or breakdown, there's often not much else to do but start over. In this way, Saturn represents something very important and beneficial, the opportunity to try again. The life cycle itself is one of change, death, and rebirth, the passing of the old and the welcoming of the new. Remember, Casey's approach to astrology is within the context of reincarnation and spiritual development. As souls, we are involved in a learning process. Learning includes making mistakes, trial, and error. The experiences of Saturn, from this perspective, are a loving gift. They teach us what doesn't work. At the same time, Saturn continually offers us new opportunities. Fundamentally, then, Saturn represents the consequences of rigidity against the constant flow of change. The more rigid we are in our thoughts or attitudes, the more we will experience the dimension of Saturn, the breaking up of things that give us a false sense of security. Therefore, the dimension of Saturn is often experienced as rather unpleasant. It's not easy to let go of our security blankets, be they physical, mental, or emotional. And yet Saturn is a blessing. Through it, we develop the virtues of patience, perseverance, and adaptability. We learn from our mistakes and are given the chance to start over. After Saturn, there are three remaining planets in our solar system: Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. However, while they all carry Greco-Roman names, they were not known to the ancient astronomers. Uranus was discovered in 1781, Neptune in 1846, and Pluto in 1930. Therefore, the dimension of consciousness that each represents isn't really connected to its